So today's scripture reading is based on Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 11.
今天我们正道的经文是在路加福音的第五章的一到十一节。
The Bible says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listened to the word of God.
路加福音第五章一到十一节。约翰站在格利沙勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing the nets.
耶稣站在啊，他见有两艘船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
He got into one of the boats, and one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down.And taught the people from the boat.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch."
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night." And haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats.So full that they began to sink.
他招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前，说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
”For he and all his companions were astonished.At the catch of the fish they had taken.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed Jesus.
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Just a casual reading of this scripture, one would imagine that Simon Peter was in a very foul mood on that day.
我们大家这个简单的读下这段经文，我们就知道，其实当天的话，西门彼得他的心情可能不是特别好。
For one thing, he was very tired because he had been up all night.
而首先的话呢，他可能非常的辛苦，因为他整夜的在劳作。
And he was frustrated because the catch had been very terrible.
第二个的话呢，他可能也非常的沮丧，因为那天他们没有捕到多少鱼。
And then multitude had pushed him around all morning.
而且那早上的话，有很多的人一直在推着他。
And what Peter needed is really go home and sleep.
好了，我想他当时所想做的事情就是赶快回家休息。
But at that time.The people crowding around Jesus want Jesus to talk to them.
但是那个时候我们看到众人都拥挤主耶稣，要想听神的道。
They said we want to listen to the word of God.
他们很想听神的道。
And Simon on the side was already cleaning the net, ready to go home.
但是在边上的话，我们看到西门他在里洗他的网，他打算洗完网以后就可以回家了。
But Jesus refused to go.
但是我们看到耶稣他不打算离开。
And then.He said to Simon, I'm going to use your boat and I'm going there and talk to my people.
他就对西门说，我要用你的船，我要在你的船上给众人讲话。
Right now, you put out a little from the shore.
他说，你把船稍微撑开离岸一些。
And Jesus was sitting on a boat and began to talk to the people.
我们看到耶稣就坐在船上，从船上教训众人。
Now, we don't have any idea what Jesus was talking about because the Bible didn't say so.
因为圣经中并没有清楚的记载，所以我们并不清楚耶稣在船上给众人讲了什么样的正道。
But we can imagine Jesus may talk about the parables, talk about the kingdom of God, and talk about how to be a good disciple and how to gain eternal life.
好，那么可以想象啊，主耶稣在船上肯定讲了一些关于神国的一些预言、比喻，也讲了怎么样成为他的门徒，怎么样能够在天国。
And the first question that we ought to put up to ourselves is, are we like these people who were eager to listen to Jesus?
好，那我们第一个问我们自己的问题是，我们是不是像当时的众人一样，我们有没有这样的心，想要听到神的教训
？Now I don't know about you. For me, sometimes I want to, talk to Jesus, but seemingly Jesus sometimes doesn't want to talk to me.
啊，我不知道大家是不是有同样的经历。有些时候，我自己的话也想和神有这样的交流，但是我发现神却没有对我讲话。
And I don't know why.
啊，我也不是很清楚为什么。
But from the Bible, we learn something.
啊，但是从这段经文当中，我们学到一些功课。
And one day, Pilate and Jesus had a conversation.
啊，有一天的话，啊，罗马的巡抚比拉多跟耶稣有这样的一段对话。
And Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king?"
啊，比拉多对耶稣说，你是王吗？
And you're right in saying that I am the king. Jesus replied.
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，对。
For this reason I was born.
他说我为此而生。
And for this I came into the world to testify the truth.
我也为此来到世间，他要为给真理做见证。
And then Jesus made an astounding statement.
在那个时候我们看到耶稣就做了一个非常令人惊讶的一个宣告。
Everyone on the side of the truth, listen to me.
他说到凡属真理的人就听我的话。
So I begin to understand why Jesus didn't talk to me.
啊，这个时候我读到这些经文的话，我慢慢的可以能够了解为什么有些时候主耶稣神不对我说话。
Because Jesus did not talk to me because I was not on the side of the truth.
啊，我想因为有些时候可能主耶稣没有对我说话，因为那个时候也许我并没有好像很迫切的想知道神的真理。
And therefore I have nothing to listen to.
所以在这个时候，我就好像没有什么真的需要
听的。Now, what does it mean by on the side of the truth?
什么是意味着凡属真理的人呢
？That is to love truth.
凡属真理的人意味着就是非常对神的话语有渴望，真理有渴望。
And Scottish author by the name of George MacDonald said this.
啊，有一个苏格兰的这样的一个学者叫George MacDonald， 他这样说道
：To try to explain truth to him who loves it not.Is but to give him more plentiful material for misinterpretation.
啊，就是说，如果你跟一个并不真正热爱真理的人去跟他解释真理的话，无非就是给他的更多的材料，让他去错误的去理解。
So we know that when we are eager to listen to Jesus, Jesus will talk.
所以，当我们如果我们真正的、真心的想去听神的话语的时候，主耶稣就会对我们说话。
Perhaps there's another reason why Jesus was silent.
我想也许可能还有别的原因为什么耶稣他是沉默的。
One day the chief priests and all the whole Sanhedrin and gathered together.
有一次啊祭司长啊大祭司和全公会犹太的全公会他们聚在一起。
And we know that Sanhedrin is really the judicial council of the Jews.
我们也知道在当时的时代啊这个犹太的公会也就是犹太人的这样的一个司法系统。
And Jesus was brought in by the God and to be tried.
在那个时候，我们看到耶稣被带到他们的面前，要被审判。
But before the trial, this council member talked to each other.
在他这个审判之前的话，这公会的会员呢，他们就在互相的交谈。
And we are looking for evidence against Jesus, but we find none.
他们想要找到可以定耶稣罪的证据，但他们却找不到。
And then, this is the before the trial, okay? And then they said, how can we put him to death?
在这个真正的审判之前，他们就有这样的一个想法。他们说，我们怎么样才能够定他的死罪呢？
You know, in the United States, our judicial system is this. And you are not guilty until you are proven guilty by the evidence.
我们也知道，在美国的这个一个司法的这个系统里面，我们每一个人他都是无罪的，直到他被证明是有罪。
But in this council,Already to make up the mind that Jesus got to put to death.
但是我们看到当时他们犹太的公会的话，他们已经有这样的定义，要先判耶稣有罪，即使他们还没有证据。
And then people brought in some false evidences.
所以他们就做了一些假的见证。
And their statement doesn't agree, and charges did not add up.
但是他们这些假见证的话呢，各不相合。
And then another group of people saying, "This is a man who said he can destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days."
就在这个时候，人就说啊，这个耶稣就说过这样的话，他说要拆毁这人手所造的圣殿，三日之内要另造一座非人手所造的。
Again, the details of their accusation doesn't add up at all.
啊，但是我们可以看到他们所有的这些指控，其实他们都没有办法能够
So the high priest
都不相合。
Stood up and said to Jesus.
啊，所以这个时候大祭司就站起来。
What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?
他说这些人想要指证你的这些是什么样的一些事情呢
？But the Bible says Jesus remained silent and gave no answer.
啊，那根据圣经的话，我们看到在那个时候，耶稣却并没有回答。
Have you thought of this? Why Jesus speak nothing?
啊，你有没有想过在那个时候为什么耶稣他是保持沉默
？If I were Jesus, I would speak a lot of things to protect myself.
啊，也许如果我是主耶稣的话，那个时候我想会说很多的话来啊为自己做辩护。
But the truth of the matter is, when people brought in false accusations, their lies were obvious.
啊，但是我们其实可以知道，当人做假的见证、假的指控的时候，他们的谎言是非常明显的。
When people did not admit their obvious, either truth or truthfulness has died.
啊，但是我们看到，当人如果不承认那些非常明显的谎言的时候，我们看到真理就没有意义对他们来说。
And Jesus remains silent because he doesn't waste his breath to answer.
哎，我们看到这就是为什么耶稣他没有回答，因为他知道那些人真理对那些人来说没有任何的意义。
Now we may not be as bad as those council peoples, and who make up their mind to put Jesus to death.
啊，我想我们也许不会像那些啊会工会的那些人那样那么坏，他们已经定义要治啊耶稣的罪。
But many times when we talk to Jesus, we already make up the mind to do certain things and ask Jesus to approve.
啊，但是其实很类似的，或者是同样的，我们很多时候我们已经定义要做一些事情，我们只是需要主耶稣的批准。
Of course, Jesus remains silent.
啊，我想在那个时候，那当然主耶稣他其实是不会说话的。
So the first principle we learn is this.
所以我们今天学到要学的第一个原则是
When we are sincere and truthful to God, and we are eager to listen to Him, just as the multitude did, Jesus will speak to us.
当我们对神有一颗诚实的心的时候，当我们真实的愿意去听神的话语的时候，神就会对我们说话。
So after the sermon, the exhausted disciples want to go home and sleep.
我们看到当主耶稣他教训了众人以后，当时的那些门徒啊，他们就很累，他们想回去休息。
But Jesus had a different idea.
但是我们看到耶稣他却有一个不同的想法。
And he said, Simon, put out into the deep water.
他就对西门说把船开到水深之处。
And let down the net.
而且下网打鱼。
And the people in the other boat also follow suit.
而且有另外一艘船呢也跟着去。
So all the disciples display annoyance and irritation with Jesus.
所以在那个时候我们其实看到这些他的门徒的话都表示出有不耐烦不满的情绪。
So we can imagine that Peter and Andrew are exchanged knowing glance.
所以我们可以看到在那个时候也许彼得和 Andrew 他们两个人可能有这样的眼光。
So even though they didn't speak openly, but they said, Lord Jesus, you are a marvelous teacher.
他们也许没有这说但他们说耶稣你是一个非常非常好的一个老师。
And indeed, your words keep us spellbound.
而且你的话语能让我们真的能够明白道理。
So in the matter of religions, you confine us all.
所以在一些属于宗教的信仰的事情上，你可以完全的说服我们。
But in the matter of fishing, please give us some credit.
但是在关于打鱼这件事情上，还是应该听听我们的话。
You know, we are professional fishermen.
因为我们是专业的这个打鱼的人。
And we know the best condition to fish is during the night and in the shallow water.
我们作为专业的渔夫，我们知道最好的打鱼的时候，其实在水比较浅的时候，而且是在晚上。
Now come on, Jesus, this is the broad daylight, and you want us to go to the deep water to fish?
现在是大天亮的时候，而且你要我们到水深的地方去打鱼，这不 make sense 啊。
Simon
knows.
Broiling with seething sarcasm.
我们看到在这个时候，西门他有表达了强烈的这样的一个讽刺的意味。
And then Simon now opened his mouth and yelled to Jesus.
所以在这个时候，我们看到西门大声的对耶稣说
，Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.
他说我们整夜的劳力，并没有打到什么。
But because you say so, I will let down the net.
但是因为你说了这样的话，依从你的话，我就下网。
Finally, Simon obeyed, but obeyed reluctantly.
我们看到最后，我们西门看到他，看到西门他有顺服神的话语，但是并不是非常的情愿。
And Peter Simon hoisted the net and threw it overboard.
那西门呢，他就把这个网撒到水中。
Now let's pause a little bit.
让我们在这里稍微停一下。
Do you think you and I can hoist the net and throw it overboard?
啊，我们是不是也可以做同样的？我们是不是会做同样的事情呢
？You need an expert to do this.
啊，其实你是需要有专业的人才能去撒网。
And we come back on this point.
啊，我最后会回到这一点。
And then some miracle happened under the ocean, under the sea.
啊，就在这个时候，在这个水底下就发生了一个奇迹。
And then all the fish talk to each other.
啊、我们就可以想象说，还所有的鱼都在互相的在交谈。
And let's have a contest to see who could jump in the net first、
啊。我们就可以想象说，这些鱼好像他们在互相的说，他说我们来有一个比赛，看我们谁能够最先的能够进到这个网中。
So we see by virtue of obeying Jesus, they gain a lot、
啊。所以我们看到，当他们顺服神的时候，他们有很大的收获。
And as a matter of fact, for as a Christian, our overarching goal of our Christian life is to.Is obedient to the Lord Jesus.
其实对我们基督徒来说，我们最核心或者是最主要的，我们一个终极的目标的话，就是要来顺服主耶稣基督。
In the 19th century, there's an atheist and also a German philosopher by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche.
啊，所以在十九世纪，有一位德国的这样的哲学家，他也是一位无神论者，他名叫尼采。
And he condemned and ridiculed Christianity.
啊，他。指责我们的基督教的信仰，也取笑我们的信仰。
And he said Christianity is a culture of slave morals.
他说这个我们基督教的信仰好像就是一个奴隶的这个文化。
And this kind of thought will make human being weak and take away their human freedom.
他说这样的一个信仰的话，会让人呢变得更加的软弱，也会把人类的这个自由给挪取。
As a result, it will brought evil and corruption to the human race.
不但如此的话，而且他把罪恶把罪恶带到了人间。
And later on, Adolf Hitler brought in Nietzsche's idea, and he devised a final solution to eradicate Jews first and then Christians.
那我们看到后来到了二十世纪的时候，希特勒也借用了尼采的这样的一个想法，这样的一个思想，他有一个最后的这个解决的方案，要把犹太人的完全的灭族。
In order to free German and promote racial superiority.
他这样做的目的就是要让这个德国人呢，德国的人种显得更加的高大。
And we all know the 20th century is the bloodiest century in all human history.
而且其实我们大家都知道，二十世纪是人类历史上一个最血腥的一个世纪。
But I have a question to Mr. Nietzsche and Hitler.
但是有一个问题给这个尼采和希特勒。
Do you know to whom we give our submission to?
他们是不是真的知道我们所顺服的到底是一位什么样的神？
So, if the object of our obedience is God, what should you do?
如果我们顺服的对象是神的话，我们该怎么办？
So, our obedience to Jesus is presupposed on the character of God.
我们对神的对或者对耶稣的这个顺服的话，是以神的这些他的一些本质为前提的。
If he is all knowing and all wise and all holy and is infallible, this is why God is worthy for our absolute obedience.
那我们的这个顺服的一个前提就是神有这样的一个特质，他特质就是他是全知、全能、全善，而且不会犯错。如果神有这样的一些特质的话，他是不是值得我们完全的顺服呢？
And the supreme example of obedience can be found in Jesus.
那我想一个最好的一个关于顺服的例子，就是耶稣为我们所做的。
Jesus, in his humanity, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们看到主耶稣他作为有人的样式，他来到这个世间，为我们做了这样一个美好的榜样，而且他死在了十字架上。
So Archbishop Canterbury William Temple said, "Worship is the submission of all our nature to God."
那 William Temple 这样说，他说，我们所有的顺服，其实我们对神的敬拜赞美，就是把我们的一切都顺服在神的面前。
So the minute we obey God, that we are worshiping Him.
所以当我们顺服神的时候，也就是我们敬拜赞美他的时候。
But there are three kinds of obedience.
但是有三种不同的顺服。
And for the non-Christian, they said, "I will go God's way only if God's way is the same as my way."
所以对于非基督徒来说，他们可能会这样理解顺服：顺服就是我走神的道路，如果神的道路和我的道路是一致的话。
But a bad Christian says, "I will go my way and make it look like God's way."
啊，那如果对不好的基督徒来说，他们的顺服的话，就是他们要走自己的路，但是呢，把自己的路装扮成好像是神的路一样。
But a good Christian will say, "I will go God's way, even it hurts, in knowing that it's not my way."
啊，那好的啊，基督徒他们的顺服的话，他们是走神的道路，即使是他们发现神的道路和他自己所想的路不一致。
So it pleases God if I grow in faith and sincere obedience.
啊，所以如果我们能够在我们属灵的这个上面能够有成长，而且我们能够更加顺服神的话，也就是我们让神讨神喜悦的事情。
Now one thing I have to point out is obedience does not mean that we take off our thinking hat.
啊，我想我要在这里强调点，就是当我们顺服神的时候，并不是说好像我们就完全不用自己的头脑。
So use our experience is one thing, but rely on our experience is yet another.
啊，我们使用我们的经验啊，我们的经历是一回事。但我们完全我们单单只靠我们的经历或经验的话，就是另外一回事。
Peter Simon used his experience to throw the net overboard.
啊，我们看到西门彼得他用他自己的一个经历经验，他能够把网很好的撒在水中。
But he did not rely on his expertise.
啊，但是他并不完全的依靠他自己的这个方面的能力。
Because it had proven fail.
啊，因为他其实完全依靠他自己的能力的时候，已经证明他其实是会失败的。
And now we come to the second principle.
啊，所以我今天要给大家分享的第二个原则的话是
，Experiences are important. They are given to us by God, but obedience is more important than our experiences.
啊，我们的所有的这些经历或者我们的能力是非常重要的，因为这一些其实也是神给我们的。但是我们对神的顺服就更加的重要。
So after they catch a large number of fish, and Peter began to pull the net.And then they found out it's so heavy that the boat is about to sink.
啊，当他们撒网以后打下了这么多的鱼，他们收网的时候，发现他们打的鱼如此之多，以至于船都快要沉了。
There are so many fishes that he has to call for his partner to help him.
他鱼如此之多，他甚至于需要他的同伴的来帮忙。
So Simon Peter personally observed the miracles that Jesus performed on his life.
啊，所以我们看到啊，其实西门彼得他自己亲身的经历了神在他身上所行的奇迹。
But this comes to a very stark contrast.
啊，但是这是一个其实给我们带来一个很大的一个对比。
You know, the expert of the law of Moses, such as the Pharisees, Sadducees, and very rarely in their life experience the miracle.
啊，其实这是一个非常大的一个对比。我们看到，其实摩西的律法的那些所有的专家，就是像法利赛人、撒都盖人。他们其实在他们生命当中，他们却没有能够经历到神的奇迹。
So in this situation, if I were Peter, I would have a pull out a contract on the spot.
啊，如果在那个时候，如果我是西门彼得的话，我也许在那个时候，我就会马上的写一个这样的合同。
And Jesus could show up at the dock once a month for 5 minutes.
啊，我会很想跟主耶稣有这样的一个签一个这样的合同。请主耶稣他每个月打比方说只要能够出现五分钟的时间。
But Simon Peter didn't do that.
啊，但是我们看到西门彼得他没有这样做。
Because he realized he was in the presence of the Holy Incarnate.
啊，因为他在那个时候他知道他神也就是与他同在在那个时候。
So the first response is worship.
啊，所以他的第一个的反应就是要敬拜。
And immediately he felt desperately uncomfortable.
啊，那第二个他的反应就是他马上就觉得有心里不舒服的地方。
So he knelt down before Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
啊，他就因此他就跪下，他立刻跪下，他说：“离开我，我是一个罪人。
”And then John and James, the sons of Zebedee, was surprised.
啊，在那个时候我们看到西比泰的儿子约翰和雅各，他们感到非常的吃惊也。
And Jesus said.Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.
啊，耶稣就对他们说，不要害怕，从今以后你们要得人了。
So this is a great commandment in this primitive form.
啊，所以我们看到这是一个在当时一个很好的神给他的一个应许。
So if you look at the history of the life of Christ, you find out people like to come close to Jesus.
啊，在那个时候，在耶稣的在世上的时候，我们看到。其实很多人他们都喜欢来到主耶稣的身边。
And the leper came to Jesus and said, "Have mercy on me."
啊，那个有大麻风的人他就来到神的面前说，来到耶稣的面前说，给我 你怜悯我。
And then the woman who suffered bleeding for 12 years and want to reach out to touch the hem of Jesus' garment.
那个患血了有十二年的那个妇女，她要来到主耶稣的面前，她很想要能够来触摸神的衣服的衣穗。
And the prisoner alongside with Jesus on the cross tried to strain and to hear Jesus' dying words.
那和主耶稣他一起钉在十字架边上的两个强盗的话，他们也想听到主耶稣他最后的话语。
So everyone want to get close and personal with Jesus.
所以我们看到在那个时候，他们所有的这些人都愿意很近的来接触主耶稣。
But Jesus' closest disciple Peter asked Jesus to depart.
但是在那个时候，我们看到主耶稣他最亲近的他的门徒却要主耶稣离开。
Does it appear strange to you?
这个听起来对你是不是觉得非常的奇怪
？And then we have to ask the question why.
我们也许可能想问一下，这是为什么
？And years ago, there was a professional golfer who was invited to play a foursome with President Gerald Ford, Jack Nicklaus, and Billy Graham.
在一些年前的话，有一个职业的一个高尔夫球选手他被邀请去参加一个比赛。那这有另外的有四个另外的三个的参赛者的话呢，一个是福特总统，一个是 Jack Nicklaus， 还有一个的话是格里汉牧师。
He was very excited and said, "I played with Jack Nicklaus before, but I am in awe of playing with Gerald Ford, the president, and Billy Graham."
他说他就觉得感到非常的兴奋。他说我以前有和 Jack 一起比赛过，但是我从来没有这样的经历，可以和福特总统和这个格里汉牧师一起打球。
So after the game, his friend come to ask him.
在这个打完球以后，他的朋友就开始来问他。
Hey, what was it like playing with the president and Billy Graham?
就问他说那你跟这个总统打球和跟这个格里汉牧师打球是一个什么样的感觉
？And to his friend's big surprise.And this golfer and became very angry.
但是让他的这个朋友感到非常吃惊的是，这个高尔夫球的选手他就非常的生气。
A torrent of cursing in a disgusted manner. I don't need to Billy Graham stuffing this religious down my throat.
他说这个经历的话其实就像是一个化了妆的一个诅咒。他说我真的是不需要格里汉牧师把他的宗教的信仰强加给我。
And then he turned on his heel.And storm off, heading for the practice tee.
然后他就很快的就离开，他就去挥杆的训练做。
And his friend followed him.
他的朋友呢就继续的去跟随他，去走他。
And saw his neck was crimson.
就发现他有一个红脖子。
And then the vein jutting out.
你看到他的这个血管呢变得很明显。
And seemingly the ear was steaming.
就看他的耳朵好像就像那种愤怒的气在他耳朵里冒出来。
And when he whacked the ball, he do it in a fury.
他就在那里打着球，就很气愤在打球。
And his friend stood before him and kept silent for a moment.
所以他的朋友呢就站在边上，一直没有说话，等了一阵子。
Until his anger subsided.
直到这个高尔夫球的选手他的这个愤怒慢慢的消退下去。
And then asked, "Was Billy Graham treating you very bad today?"
他就说那是不是格里汉牧师今天对你说了很多不该说的话
？Oh no 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 no! I didn't even mention. He didn't even mention religion. I just had a bad run.
他就回答说，他说其实没有，他说根本没有提到任何关于宗教的事情，只是我当时这个球心情不好。
So astonishingly, Billy Graham had said not a word about God, Jesus, and religion. Yet the pro had stormed away after the game, accusing Billy of trying to rein religion down his throat.
我们看到真的是非常奇怪的是，尽管格里汉牧师没有对他说任何关于这个神的话语但是他这个高尔夫球选手打完球后他还是非常生气的离开，而且他还指责说格里汉牧师要强加把他的信仰强加给他。
So this professional golfer's reaction to Billy Graham was similar to Peter's reaction to Jesus
那这个高尔夫球的职业选手他对格里汉牧师这样一个反应的话，和彼得对主耶稣的刚才我们看到那个反应有类似的地方。
And my daughter has two daughters.
我的女儿的话，她自己有两个女儿。
And the older one become a teenager this year.
那年长的那个孙女的话呢，今年呢已经过了十岁。
And I think she's beautiful.
我觉得她真是长得非常的美丽。
Now this is a grandfather's radical bias. Okay.
但我们知道，我们做祖父的总是会有这样的想法。
And may not beautiful to you, but beautiful to me.
在我看来，真是非常的美丽。
And then every morning before sunrise, And she and her sister Sarah has to walk to the place where the bus picked them up.
啊，所以是每天早上啊，在这个太阳还没有完，有时候太阳还没有完全升起的时候，她和她的妹妹 Sarah 她们必须要步行去到一个校车的停的地方。
And it was quite a distance.
啊，其实这个路程的话，不是一段很短的路程。
And the road is very quiet.
啊，而且这个路的话，好像也比较的僻静。
And they walk alone.
他们单独在那里走。
And during the winter, when they walk, the sun has not risen yet.
而且特别在冬天的时候，他们在走的时候呢，这个太阳还没有升起。
And then I said to my daughter, "Do you worry about their safety?"
啊，我就对他们说，我对我的女儿说，我说，哎，你难道不担心他们的安全吗
？And my daughter said, "Yeah, we have to rely on God."
啊，我女儿就回答说，啊，是，但是我们要来依靠神。
And in my heart, I said, "I know." And I heard that before.
我的心说，我知道，我以前也听过这样的说法。
But my daughter added the following conversation.
啊，但是我的女儿也继续说道。
And she said, when a girl got herself in trouble, 90% of the time is because she was associated with the wrong people.
啊，她说那些其实有问题的那些女孩子的话，她们有问题，大概90%这些人的话，都是因为她们和一些不好的群人在一起。
And she told me if a girl and do good in school and then keep herself clean and pure
啊，如果女孩子她们在学校好好的学习，而且她们也有很好的这样的一个卫生的习惯，或者是也纯洁的话
and stay away from the bad habits
啊，也没有任何的一些不良的嗜好
and do not associate with the bad people, bad student
啊，也不和那些好像就是比较糟糕的一些学生在一起
you know something? Those bad people are afraid of her and do not feel comfortable to come closer to them.
啊，那些不太好的人的话，其实会反而会不太愿意跟他们在一起，会怕他们。
In that moment, I begin to understand why Peter said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
啊，就在那个时刻的话，我听到女儿说的这句话的话，我就比较能够明白为什么啊，西门彼得他对主耶稣有这样说，他说啊，离开我，我是一个罪人。
So we know Jesus loves us.
啊，我们都知道主耶稣他爱我们。
And Jesus also said we are His friend.
啊，主耶稣也告诉我们说，我们是他的朋友。
So we cherish Jesus' grace.
所以我们真的是非常的宝贵主耶稣他的恩典。
And we enjoy call him Abba Father.
啊，我们也叫他是我们的阿爸父。
But when we do this too often, and then we gradually drift to frivolousness.
啊，当我们在这样做的时候，我们有些时候就变得有些轻浮轻率。
And then we forget Jesus is God.
我们有时候就会忘记主耶稣他是神。
And the more we understand His holiness, the more we understand the depth of our depravity.
啊，当我们能够真正的、更加的明白主耶稣他的圣洁的时候，我们就更加的能够明白自己的罪有多深。
So many times we did not pause long enough to recognize that He is the Holy God.
啊，有很多的时候，我们其实可能没有真正的完全明白他是一位圣洁的神。
So when Peter is afraid of God, this is an experience of the trauma of holiness.
然后我想当西门彼得他在那个时候他对神有这样的一个怕的时候也就表示他其实真正的明白他有经历了这个圣洁给他带来的一个创伤样
So I do not agree with the Catholic doctrine every point of them but one thing I admire them
我并不是完全我就是其实很多关于一些天主教的一些教义的话呢我其实有很多是不完全赞成的但是有一点我其实非常的欣赏
So every time you enter in the Catholic Church whether you're a believer or not and then the whole centrum experience and pin drop silence
就是说你去一个天主教教堂的话不论你是信主的还是不信主的不论你是什么样的状况但是你一进入这个教堂你就会发现这个整个的教堂全场的寂静无声。
You seem to experience the holiness of God right there.
在那个地方，好像你可以感受到神的圣洁。
Here we come to the principle number three.
所以这是我今天要跟大家分享的我们的原则的第三点。
We must strike a balance between closeness and distance. Always remember Jesus is the Holy God.
我们在和神的这个关系上，不论是一个亲近，或者是要保持适当的一个距离，在这个上面我们要有一个美好的一个平衡点。我们要记住神，他是一个圣洁的神。
We must believe.Jesus is a holy God.
我们必须要记住耶稣，主耶稣他是圣洁的神。
So after the disciple unload the fish from the boat, and then Jesus said, "Oh, why don't you clean up your fish? And I work to do."
那当这些 渔夫们他们把鱼装到船上以后，主耶稣就对他说啊，他说你们敢为什么你不去把这些鱼给清好，我有事情要做。
But the disciples said to Jesus, I don't want this fish, I want to follow you.
啊，这些他的门徒就是说啊，我不需要，我不要这些鱼了，我要来跟随你。
I like the word follow you.
我真的很喜欢跟随跟从这个词。
Follow is really the definition of discipleship.
这讲到这个跟随跟从的话，也就是我们讲的这个做门徒 的一个关键。
So we are to learn from Jesus and to imitate him and accept the course of discipleship.
我们要成为他的门徒的话，我们必须向他来学习，我们必须要来模仿他，而且我们要必须要来个愿意承担一切的代价。
And I recently read a book. It points out that discipleship has two components.
我最近读了一本书啊，就说要成为主耶稣的门徒的话，要包括两个主要的部分。
And it's called already, but not yet.
这两个部分，第一个话就是已经，第二个就是还没有完全。
So once we accept Jesus as our Savior, then we already a disciple.
第一的话就是当我们接受主耶稣基督成为我们个人的主和救主的时候。我们就已经是他的门徒。
But the problem is, if you stay in this stage, and then you will say to yourself, "I'm okay, I'm this a Christ disciple."
但是如果你只停留在这个阶段的话，你就会满足，你就会说啊，我已经是他的门徒了，非常好。
But the other component is not yet.
的另外的一个组成部分的话，就是其实还不完全，还没有。
Because it's a lifelong process of following Jesus.
我们要成为主耶稣的门徒的话，其实是我们一生的一个功课，我们要一生的来跟随他。
In order to become a mature disciples,
我们要成为一个成熟的他的门徒。
And Jesus said, "Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well."
主耶稣有这样说的时候，先求神的国、神的义，这一切都会加给你们。
And the question is how to seek.
那现在的问题就是我们怎么样去求呢？怎么去寻求呢
？And we must realize Jesus personalized the course of discipleship for each one of us individually.
我们看到主耶稣其实给我们每一个人，我们要成为他的门徒的话，都有不同的功课。
To one he said, "Sell everything and give it to the poor, and then follow me."
他对其中的一个说，他说你把一切的变卖了给穷人，然后来跟随我。
To the other one he said, "You take up the cross and then follow me."
对另外一个说，你背起你的十字架来跟随我。
And to some people, he said, "You bear witness through your sickness and suffering, and then you follow me."
对有些人说，你通过你的所受的苦难，通过你的疾病来为我做见证，来跟随我。
And to some, Jesus called them to martyrdom.
对有些人来说，神要他们去成为为他做见证而牺牲生命。
So even this course of discipleship are different from individuals, but the general principle is the same.
我想尽管每个人他们成为神的门徒跟随作为神的门徒的话他所经历的会不一样但是原则其实是一样的
That is to deny yourself
那我想这个原则的话就是让自己的老我死去
And I have a question I don't know whether you have thought about it or not
我有这样的一个问题不知道大家有没有想过
What do you think about when you have nothing to think about
当有些时候你觉得你完全没有什么东西好想的时候你脑袋里面在想什么
Do you understand? What do you think about when you have nothing to think about?
就是有些时候你实在是不知道想什么的时候，你脑袋里面有没有在想
？Actually, the answer to this question is very profound. It reflects your world view.
其实对这个问题的这个答案其实非常的深奥，而且它反映了你的世界观。
So to me, it is impossible to think about nothing.
对我来说，我的答案就是好像这个不太可能，就是说你怎么可能说完全没有事情可想
？Do you agree?
你是不是同意呢？
Are you think about when you have nothing to think about the here and now things?
我想说，你要不就是你在想说关于现在和当前的事情。
Or you think about heaven and eternity.
或者就是你在想天国或者是将来永恒的事情。
And C.S. Lewis was right when he said.
C.S. Lewis 他有这样的说话，他就这样说
：You are a soul, but you have a body.
他说你其实是一个灵魂，但是是一个有身体的灵魂。
And one of our brother in our Friday Bible study said a few times, he said, ultimately, two things remain. One, our soul, and secondly, our relationship to God.
有弟兄也在这分享，也在星期五分享过说，其实我们一生当中最重要的其实就是两件事情，一个是我们的灵魂，还有一个就是我们和神的关系。
I'm 100% agree with this statement.
我对这位弟兄的这个说法完全的赞成。
And after Peter knelt down and worshipped Jesus, Jesus gave him a heavenly mandate.
啊，当我们看到啊，彼得他敬拜啊主耶稣以后，主耶稣给了他这样一个属神的这样的一个命令。
Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.
他说不要怕，你今后要得人如得鱼。
So this catch man is an evangelistic mindset with an eternal worth.
啊，所以我们看到这个西门彼得的话，他有一个宣教的这样的一个观念。
When we truly see God, the worldly wealth, such as the fish, okay, means nothing, and let us be mindful of the heavenly things.
啊，当我们真正的能够看到神，能够明白神的时候，我们就发现我们属世的这些财物其实就没有任何的意义。让我们能够牢实实的记住这些属天的事情。
In closing, let me read.Kept the four principles in form of four essential prayers.
在我们结束之前，那我再一次的来重复一下我们今天的四个属灵的这个原则。
You know, principle is a proposition, but prayer is a life application.
那我想这个原则的话，只是一个原则性的东西，但是我们这个把它说成祷告的话，却是我们一生的一个可以实践的。
First, pray for our love for the word and willingness to listen.
那第一的话，我想我们要祷告的就是我们要来热爱神的话语，而且要有愿意来听神的话语的心。
Secondly, pray for our wholehearted obedience.
第二的话就是我们要祷告，我们有完全全心的顺服。
Thirdly, pray for our recognition that Jesus is holy and treat him as such.
那我们第三个祷告就是我们要祷告，我们能够真实的明白主耶稣他是圣洁的，而且我们要这样来对待他。
Finally, we pray that we may have an eternal perspective.
那最后一个的话就是第四，也是我们祷告我们要有一个永恒的观念
and have the accompanying lifestyle
而且我们要活着这样的一个生命。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you through this simple story you give us spiritual significance.
我们亲爱的主，我们真的是感谢你，借着一段好像很简单的经文，你却给了我们很深奥的属灵的原则。
May you imprint these four principles and four essential prayers in our heart.
请你把这样的原则和这个四个的祷告能够印在我们的心中。
So that we can live to please you.
也让我们可以能够在生命中行出来，能够讨你的喜悦。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.